Or maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C. Take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D. Help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And, of course, from all of your friends on WMFO in Medford. It is 12:01. My name is Jane, and you are listening to Something About the Women here every Saturday between 11 and 1. And when I host this show, we do a feature called The Six Pack at Noon, and that is coming right up. But our last set of music featured the fabulous Kristen Chenoweth, My New Philosophy, from the 2016 off-Broadway cast recording You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. That was not 2016. That's a mistake. But it was earlier than that, probably 2006. That was Emily Saliers and Amy Ray, otherwise known as the Indigo Girls. I was really attempting to play the reprise of Everything's All Right with a segue into I Don't Know How to Love Him from Jesus Christ Superstar, A Resurrection, that the Indigo Girls put together. And unfortunately, we had a little technical difficulties there, so sorry about that. We finished up with the fabulous Audra McDonald, Your Daddy's Son from Ragtime, the original Broadway cast recording. So we have the Tony Awards coming up in June, and we had the nominations this week, and there are many, many fabulous people nominated and lots of wonderful women for the musicals released in 2017. So it's awesome, and we're going to feature 6 of them coming right up.
Princess on a throne, to have a country I could call my own, and a king who's lusty and requires a fling with a female thing. Great, men will be men, let me turn on the gas. I caught them in the den with Marvin grabbing Whizzer's ass. Oh, sure, I'm sure he did his best. I mean, he meant to be what he was not. The things he was are things which I forgot. He's a queen, I'm a queen. Where is my crown? I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down. My life is shitty and my kid seems like an idiot to me. I mean, that's sick. I mean, he's great. It's me who is the madder, talking madder than the maddest tatter. If I repeat one more word, I swear I'll lose my brain. Oh, what else should I explain? Oh, yes, it's true. I can cry on cue, but so can you. I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down. It is. I'm breaking down. Now let's consider what I might do next. I hate admitting I've become perplexed. I'm bereaved. I've cried, I've shook, I've yelled, I've heaved. I have been deceived. Whizzer is not so bad. It's just he's so damn happy that it makes me so damn mad. I wanna hate him, but I really can't. It's like a nightmare how this all proceeds. I hope that that wizard don't fulfill his needs. Don't is wrong, sing along. What was the noun? I'm breaking down, I'm breaking down. I'll soon redecorate these stalls. I'd like some padding on the walls and also pills. I want to sleep. Sure, things are probably worsened, but it's not like I'm some healthy person. I've rethought my talks with Marv, and one fact does emerge. Oh, I think I like his shrink, so that is why I might turn to drink. I'm on the brink of breaking down. I'm breaking down, down, down. I only want to love a man who can love me, or like me, or help me. Marvin was never mine. He took his meetings in the boys' latrine. I used to cry, he'd make a scene. I'd rather die than dry clean. Marvin's wedding gown, I'm breaking down. I'm breaking down. It's so upsetting when I found that what's rectangular is round. I mean, it stinks. I mean, he's queer. And me, I'm just a freak who needs it maybe every other week. I've rethought the fun we've had, and one fact does emerge. I've played the foolish clown, the almost virgin who sings this. That's breaking up is my family. The only thing that's breaking up is my family, but me, I'm breaking down.
Guess what happened? What I felt was in the cards. The mob of Vaughn is moving in. He just gave us the wash machine. That cements the deal. I can't bear it, I'm telling you. It's my mother's house in my mother's name. And you can't beat mother and mother's game. She likes the people who I don't like. And if I don't like it, it's take a hike. Which is mother's way of reminding me. When you live off mother, you can't be free. And I think that mother was very mean. And this latest thing with this wash machine, the one Jerry brought, don't be too surprised if the guy moves in and I'm pulverized. Cause I'll be damned if I'm gonna waste my time washing clothes in a goddamn machine. I feel very strongly about mementos. Memorabilia, I guess you call it. Around the world is what I call my wall of special things. Around the world with rose bouquets I dried and tied on strings. A silver mask from a masquerade. Around and round I twirl. You tack them up so you can twirl. And with Jerry coming, it never ends. It's the same old story as George Gould Strong. Not in 20 years did we get along. Though I do feel bad for the way he died in a two-bit flea bag, a suicide. It was mother's money, the Bouviers. And if mother spent it in crazy ways, no one else took care of her, only me. She was taken care of, not sexually. And if you infer that they were using her, I will shove you under the goddamn bed. Around the world with stones and shells, the nicest one I lost. Around the world without a boat, or just a quote from Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow one, a lovely crossing all. Around the world, the world. Around the world, there is a room for every spell. when you go, the world will be the one you know. A birdcage I plan to hang, I'll get to that someday. A birdcage for a bird who flew.
Nothing more. I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
Do you hear that skylark, Sharon?
Aye.
It's the same skylark music we have back in Ireland.
Aye. A Glockamora skylark.
I hear a bird, a Glockamora bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheering word. I hear a breeze, a river, a Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the seas. Then tell me. Things in Glockamora. Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycobb through Killybegs, Kilkerry, and Kildare? How are things in Glockamora? That willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with the twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each week, that comes a whistling to Riley. Our things in Glockamora this
Mama. Mama's talking loud, Mama's doing fine, Mama's getting hot, Mama's going strong, Mama's moving on, Mama's all alone, Mama doesn't care, Mama's letting loose, Mama's got the stuff, Mama's letting go. Mama.
go. Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love, what does it get you? What does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life, and what does it get you? Thanks a lot, out with the garbage. They take bows and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, turn. Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gotta be my turn. Gangway whirl, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bet a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the vows and everything's coming up roses. Everything's coming up roses. Everything's coming up roses. This time for me.
Our Six Pack at Noon today featuring women who've been nominated for 2017 Tony Awards. We just heard, of course, the amazing Bette Midler, who is starring right now in Hello, Dolly. And the reason I'm playing cuts from songs that don't reflect the actual nominations is because some of these don't have cast recordings out yet. So that was Rose's Turn from Gypsy, by Bette Midler, and then Kate Baldwin from a show that she was previously in, How Are Things in Glockamora. She's also nominated for Hello, Dolly in the featured actress in a musical category, as was Rachel Bay Jones, who sang So Big, So Small from Dear Evan Hansen. That is a fabulous, fabulous cast recording, if you haven't heard it, and it's really the hottest ticket on Broadway right now for a new show. Rachel Bay Jones, So Big, So Small. Before that, we heard a couple of amazing women who are nominated for the same show. War Paint is the name of that show. And we heard a live version of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina by, of course, Miss Patti LuPone. That was recorded in Palm Springs in 2008. And then another live version of Around the World, which is a song from Grey Gardens. And that was Christine Ebersol with the composer Scott Frankel on the piano. And we started out with Stephanie J. Block, and that was the song I'm Breaking Down from the 2016 Broadway cast recording of Falsettos, and she is nominated for actress in a featured role in a musical. So there you have it, our six-pack of Tony nominees, and we have another half hour of show tunes here on Something About the Women. I don't know if you're enjoying it, but, you know, a dreary day, lots of crap happening in the world. What's better than a little bit of show tunes? I know what's better when the technology works.
Didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes I did the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, sorry, everybody. You know, every once in a while this happens, and there's lots of things going kaflooey right now on the board. So I'm going to play from the sources I can play from and figure out what's going on, and I'll stop talking as soon as I can get things queued up.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know, it's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. Does no one know, it's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, going left, not going.
what happened last night? Are you really here? Joan, 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 Joan. Hi, Joan! Don't wake up, Joan! Oh my God, last night. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, last night. I got so excited, I was too enthusiastic. Thank you for not laughing, well, you laughed a little bit. At one point when I was touching you and said I might lose consciousness, which you said was adorable, and I just have to trust that you don't think I'm an idiot or some kind of an animal. I never lost control due to overwhelming lust, but I must say that I'm changing my major to Joan. I'm changing my major to sex with Joan. I'm changing my major to sex with Joan, with a minor in kissing Joan. Foreign study to Joan's inner thighs, a seminar on Joan's ass in her Levi's, and Joan's crazy brown eyes. Joan, I feel like Hercules. Oh God, that sounds ridiculous. Just keep on sleeping through this and I'll work on calming down. So by the time you've woken up, I'll be cool, I'll be collected, and I'll have found some dignity. But who needs dignity? 'Cause this is so much better. I'm radiating happiness. Will you stay here with me for the rest of the semester? We won't need any food. We'll live on sex alone. Sex with Joan. I am writing a thesis on Joan. It's a cutting edge field and my mind is blown. I will gladly stay up every night to hone my compulsory skills with Joan. I will study my way down her spine, familiarize myself with her well-made outline. While she researches mine, I don't know who I am. I've become someone new. Nothing I just did is anything I would do. Overnight everything changed. I am not prepared. I'm dizzy, I'm nauseous, I'm shaky. I'm scared. Am I falling into nothingness or flying into something so sublime? I don't know, but I'm changing my major to Joan. I thought all my life I'd be all alone. Before I was lying prone in this dorm room bed with Joan. Look, she drooled on the pillow, so sweet, all sweaty and tangled up in my bed sheet. And my heart feels complete. Let's never leave this room. How about we stay here till finals? I'll go to school forever. I'll take out a dementedly huge high-interest loan. 'Cause I'm changing my major to Joan.
Kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Those rocks in your strong box, for on them you can always depend. It's not compensation, it's self-preservation. Diamonds are a girl's best.
You gave me such a fright, I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little vague. What is that? But you think we had the plague? From the way the people keep avoiding, now you don't. Heaven as I try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know what it is to take them. I should know and make them. But good now, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but crusting. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And I wonder what the price of meat, what it is, when you get it. Never thought I'd live to see the day. Men would think it was a treat, finding poor animals what I die in the street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop, does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Lucky all her neighbours' cats have disappeared. I have to hand it to her, what I call enterprise. Popping pussies into pies, wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you that pussycats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. Only lard and nothing more is that just revolting. All greasy and gritty. It looks like it's molting.
just a Spanish tamale, according to me. Right off the boat from the tropics, far, far away. Which is kind of funny, since where I come from is Allentown, PA. Spanish. Okay, may I'll be Spanish. Right after I've married Alberto, I'll be the toast of Chichi Castanango, and all day long my castanets will click. I'll hide behind my fan and do the tango. I'll be so Spanish it will make you sick. I'll eat the tacos and the enchilada. I'll drink tequila till I feel no pain. The only song I'll sing will be Granada. I'll be more Espanol than Abby Lane. La cuca. Racha. So call me the wild Spanish rose, the craziest flower that grows. I'll kick up my heels and see how it feels to be sultry Spanish rose. Olé! Behind my mantilla I'll pose the beauty that nobody knows. Exciting and cruel, that's me, Spanish Rose.
Mini Rosita Hernandez. You buy my tortilla?
You like me, yes, no, maybe, yeah. Americano, let me give you a bit of advice. To cross Spanish roads isn't wise. Your match you have found, so don't mess around. Her heart, she is cold like ice.
With Albert, I will dance to the bolero. We'll cha-cha in the nicest honky-tonks. He'll wear the cutest mustache and sombrero. My handsome Latin lover from the Bronx. So, now that you Rose. She'll taunt you, she'll tame you, but what man would blame you for worshipping Spanish Rose?
Not Danish, not British, not Swedish, not Yiddish, but Spanish Rosa!
And now, meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, Ladies and Gentlemen, the Kit Kat Club is so happy to welcome back an old friend. I give you the toast of Mayfair, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band, come blow a horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie.
I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, "What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret job. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. And as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, isn't that long a stay? Life is a
of the Mother's Day brunch scene. Can't get a reservation? Try something different this Mother's Day. Run against cancer. Join moms and families for the annual Moms Run in Somerville on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th. Celebrate moms, commemorate cancer survivors, honor those we've lost, and support important cancer research. The fun begins in Davis Square with a walk or run for kids in the morning, followed by a 5K for racers. There's family fun for all ages after the race, including delicious donated food and raffle items from our wonderful sponsors. All proceeds benefit cancer research through the Claudia Adams Barr Program in Innovative Basic Cancer Research at Dana-Farber. For the past 15 years, the Moms team has raised over $180,000 for this important work. Together, we can do more. Go to momsrun.org for more information and to register for this year's Mother's Day event. Your mom will be so proud of you. That's momsrun.org. And good afternoon again, everybody. This is Jane. Something About the Women is wrapping up. We have just about 4 minutes left of our Broadway show. And the last set of music that we heard, we started with Bernadette Peters, Losing My Mind from the Follies soundtrack. Emily Skeggs gave us Changing My Major from Fun Home. Someone is calling me on the phone and I am talking on the radio, so I am not going to answer that. Carol Channing gave us a live version of Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Angela Lansbury, The Worst Pies in London. That was a live cut. Sweetie Todd and Cheetah Rivera, Spanish Rose from Bye Bye Birdie. And we just heard Natasha Richardson from Cabaret. So thank you so much for listening. Crash Course for the Ravers is coming up at 1 o'clock. And, you know, Brian is a good sport. He came in and he was like, show tunes today. So I said, yes, but don't worry, Brian. I'm going to play us out with a song from a rock musical, great soundtrack, Hedwig and the Angry Inch. This last song today is called The Long Grift. So I'm going to see everybody next month when it's my turn to sit in this chair. But Something About the Women is here every Saturday between 11 and 1. And we appreciate our listeners and we appreciate everyone listening to WMFO in Medford. Peace out.
Turn on the light, don't let it, it'll be alright.